Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. China, American universities, what they have in common right now is the unknown of the non-transparent conduct of China's military-industrial complex, conjoined with the universities in the U.S., we come to a mystery story. Helping me to understand this is a new Foundation for the Defense of Democracies report entitled The Middle Kingdom Meets Higher Education, How U.S. Universities Support China's Military-Industrial Complex. I welcome China fellow Craig Singleton of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help me understand all of these intricate matters. We're going to tell a story that's concluded. It's the story of a man, a Chinese national named Bo Mao, and his conduct now concluded. He's back in China. His conduct with regard to Xiamen University and other distinguished universities in the United States. Craig, congratulations. Bo Mao, who is he and how did he conduct himself in linking to his conduct of as a researcher to the now purloining Huawei? Good evening to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, John. So Bo Mao is an interesting case of how China is quite literally weaponizing U.S. higher education. He was a Chinese professor visiting here in the United States, and he was charged in 2019 with lying to the FBI about his role in a Huawei-directed scheme intended to steal proprietary information from a U.S.-based semiconductor company. And at the time of his arrest, Bo Mao was actually serving as a visiting scholar at the University of Texas at Arlington, one of the nation's premier research institutes. And so when Bo was not working alongside UT researchers on a grant that was paid for by Huawei, he was actually busy clandestinely downloading gigabytes of data from the university servers for passage to both Huawei and his employer, Xiamen University. And that is until he was eventually arrested and pled guilty to federal charges and was deported back to China. And the case has sort of garnered a lot of attention, particularly right now, as a well-known Harvard professor is on trial for being involved in China's Thousand Talents program. And so it's sort of raised uncomfortable questions, I think, in higher education about Chinese malign influence and whether we're doing enough to establish common sense guardrails to sort of protect U.S. R&D.
The big names, Huawei, University of Texas, all of that gains attention in headlines. But what I find in your report is that all of this links to another effort by China over the years that appeared benign for many years, the Confucius Institutes on campuses, mostly university campuses, but some secondary schools. What is a Confucius Institute, Craig?
Sure. So a Confucius Institute is often thought of as a tool of Chinese soft power. They are Chinese government-sponsored organizations that teach Chinese language at the primary, secondary, and college levels worldwide. And what our report actually shows is that Confucius Institutes operate as modern-day Trojan horses, and the Chinese government has managed to build an intricate web of academic and research partnerships between America's top universities and Chinese schools that directly enable China's military-industrial complex. And by that, I mean China's nuclear weapons program, its cyber espionage platforms. And so the report reveals that while dozens of America's top research universities did close their Confucius Institutes, they maintained and in some cases expanded their academic and research partnerships with the Chinese civilian universities that used to support the Confucius Institute programming. And in almost all of the cases that we explored, these Chinese university partners play a direct role in enabling China's military-industrial complex. So pretty sobering stuff.
The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department, pays for the Confucius Institutes. There's another entity that's even more sinister sounding, China's United Front Work Department. What is that, Craig?
Yeah, everything sort of goes back in China to United Front. It's a strategy that the Chinese expertly employ both in the United States and other parts of the world. It's an overlapping network of individuals and entities, and they're one of their primary goals is to advance certain prescribed views about the Chinese Communist Party. And for a long time, as you mentioned, Confucius Institutes were considered sort of a key tool in China's efforts to promote a particular view about the Chinese Communist Party, its activities, its history. And the FBI over the years has sort of called them out as threatening academic integrity. And we've seen instances in which Confucius Institutes have been harnessed to go after dissidents on campus who are calling out Chinese human rights abuses. What our report does is sort of adds to the conversation. And it says they also advance facets of China's military-civil fusion. And that's a national strategy that the Chinese have that's designed to get as much of the cutting-edge technology in the world, including through theft, to advance China's military dominance.
My understanding of the Confucius Institutes is once they were identified as a source of, as a non-transparent source of possible espionage, they were closed. But I learned from you that that's only partly true. Active Confucius Institutes in 2018, 113. Closures between 18 and 21, 79. 34 remain open. What is even more striking about the fact with all this information, 34 are open, is that only four universities, I'm following your reporting, Craig, closed their CIs, explaining it was national security concerns. What did they say? Why not say the obvious? There's evidence here that there's a conspiracy to steal.
It's a fascinating sort of deep dive into how universities have been handling the pressure that they're facing. Almost all of the schools that elected to shutter their Confucius Institutes only did so when Congress passed legislation threatening to block them or bar them from receiving Department of Defense funding. And so most universities in our report actually didn't give a reason for their Confucius closure. Part of that is as we looked at the contracts that exist between the Chinese Communist Party and these universities, many of which we had to go through Freedom of Information Act requests to get. It says that if the U.S. universities say anything negative about the Chinese government, they can be held liable for massive charges of defamation to price points determined by the Chinese Communist Party. So it makes sense that a lot of these universities that got into bed with China want to handle this very quietly. Some of them even just turned off their Confucius Institute web pages, made no announcements. But I do think what we're starting to see with the 34 that remain is that those are a lot of schools that don't receive Defense Department funding. And so there's going to have to be a different approach to sort of convince them to shutter these Confucius Institutes, not only because of the academic and research partnerships that are so troubling and how they're operated, but these academic freedom concerns on campus and what it means for academic integrity.
I was struck when reading through the list of closed and open, I was struck by the discord here. Stanford University, California, right in the middle of the Silicon Valley funding and genius for the last 30 years, maintains a Confucius Institute or something near to, and linking with Peking University. This is stunning. Stanford University is the source of a great number of, to my understanding, stories that are security-minded stories. To do with the internet, to do with social media, to do with hardware and software. Is there an explanation for this that at least passes muster right now? Stanford isn't doing an investigation, anything like that?
No, not at all. What's most shocking is Stanford's Confucius partner, Peking University, is directly involved in China's nuclear weapons program. They help make China's nuclear weapons. This information is publicly available. So you sort of have to step back and say, what sort of due diligence did Stanford perform on Peking before they both entered into these relationships and in Stanford's case accepted $4 million from the Chinese Communist Party to stand up this Confucius Institute? They haven't released, Stanford that is, a copy of their Confucius Institute contract. They haven't released any detailed information about their foreign academic research partnerships. And that sort of gets to the bigger problem, is that U.S. universities alone get to decide whether they enter into these partnerships. No due diligence is required. Even U.S. and Chinese universities that have been cited by the U.S. government as threats to national security, that is not something that's sort of a barrier to entry for U.S. universities to engage with these Chinese partners. And so it's just very clear that we need to establish some very common sense guardrails. In all, I think it's important to note, we're only talking about 90 Chinese civilian universities that have been directly tapped by the Chinese government to support the country's military modernization. So 90 out of 3,000, 3% or so of Chinese universities. So we want to think that there are some opportunities for guardrails that will allow for continued academic exchange. We have to approach these 90 schools in particular with a much closer sort of inspection.
What is to be done? Craig Singleton, China Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, you're welcome to examine on the FDD site the details of the universities closed and open and the stories of how the Chinese propaganda ministry has used the Confucius Institute to confuse, to muddy all investigations. The name of the report is The Middle Kingdom Meets Higher Education, How U.S. Universities Support China's Military-Industrial Complex. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.